News Talk 720 WGN. Morning, everyone. This is Spike, 13 and a half after 7 o'clock. It's always good to check in with our neighbors, and by neighbors I mean Indiana. The governor of the great state of Indiana is on the line, Mitch Daniels. Good to talk to you again. Long time no talk, and congratulations, Governor.
Well, I feel fine, if that was the intro you had in mind. Thank you very much, Spike.
You know your Beatles, don't you?
I'm a caveman. I'm into caveman rock and roll. If they made it after 1974, I probably can't help you.
Yeah, that was good. Very good.
Hey, listen, first of all, there's a bad rumor going around Indiana about Odell retiring, and can we dispel that this morning?
I will not run, and if selected, what did LBJ say? I will not serve another term. No.
I mean, can we vote on this or something? I mean, this is a bad blow, you know. Like I don't know, losing Johnny Carson. I mean,
you're very kind. No, I'm taking off December 12th is my last day. We're going to hang up the headphones and try something else.
All right, I got to make a note here. Flags at half staff, black crepe paper.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. Hey, that was the eyes of the nation was on the state of Indiana on Election Day. Huh? What was that like to have all that attention?
It was different, and, you know, I think we like it. We liked it that finally, after decades, there was a competitive primary in our state back in May, and it made for a lot of excitement. Tired of being ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. For the first time, though, the state, since what, LBJ, is that what it was, Lyndon Johnson?
Yep.
Indiana went overall with the Democrats. Strange twist, although you won by a landslide as a Republican.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to give Senator Obama credit. He got a little head start because we had an exciting primary, and then he just never let up, and he came here very frequently, spent a ton of money, and Senator McCain's folks sort of took it for granted and paid the price.
Mm. Just better overall planning in the trenches then, right?
Well, you have to show up.
Yeah.
You have to be present to win, as the saying goes, and really the McCain folks, I think, misunderstood that how competitive it would be, and just made a misjudgment.
Yeah. Tell me about Lake County. I know you made a lot of trips up here to Lake County, up near Gary, and the folks still voted, what was it, close to 70% were the Democrats.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, we sort of ran an experiment the last 5 years, and now we know the answer. You know, very interesting. The northwest corner, the three counties closest to Chicago, voted 61-37 against us. The rest of the state voted 61-37 for us. Northwest always been a little different, never been so totally out of touch with the rest of Indiana, and, you know, I just don't know what to say about it, except it just proves the fact of life. I made 65 trips to Lake County alone, Spike.
Wow.
In the last 4 years. We were there when it flooded. We put a lot of money there, created a new development authority just for the Northwest. We cut property taxes big time and got the endorsement of both newspapers, and in the end didn't make any difference at all, so now we know.
Mm. Hang on, we'll talk about that experiment in a little bit more. Let me take a break for just a minute here. It's 7:17. Mary's
yeah.
Thank you much, Mary. We're back with Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who's on the line with us. Good enough to give us a few minutes this morning. Let's go back to what you said about Northwest Indiana. You described it as trying a little experiment. Elaborate on that.
Well, just that historically, our politicians have ignored them. The Democrats feel they own them, can take them for granted. The Republicans feel it's hopeless. And, that's not good for our state because we've got, getting near a million people live up there, and we need that area to succeed as well as it can. So I've thrown the kitchen sink at it, as far as I can tell. And as we said, there's some good results, but you didn't show up at the polls. I'll tell you what I've concluded, though, Spike, and I don't hold it against anybody. The second biggest problem is sort of, blind one-party loyalty. The biggest one is, frankly, folks never get any information. They know all about Chicago. They know all about Illinois and not very much about Indiana. There's no TV, and they listen to you on the radio.
Everything has a Chicago or Illinois flavor to it.
It does. And so what the rest of the whole rest of the state knows about the progress we've made, and folks up there just don't know and don't have a way to know. And so it's just a fact of life. It won't change my outlook at all. This is still very important place to to me, but I worry that future politicians will go back to their old habits and say, well, like on the one side, we can take them for granted. On the other side, you know, it's hopeless. Give up.
Mm. Any news or can you tell me anything about up in the Gary area, for example, the airport? Any news coming out of there? I know there's always been plans to have more traffic there and use it more often. What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, we did create this thing called the RDA, which has money for exactly this kind of purpose. They have named this behind the South Shore Railroad their second highest priority, so there's some resources that weren't there before. My own view is that we probably need a new approach to the management of the place. Maybe something like Mayor Daley has done at Midway that brings some new money into the picture. And, you know, I've always been willing to work with anybody up there who wants to try to make that a success. That could be a big equation changer of the kind that Gary very much needs.
You mean to privatize it?
Well, that's one way to do it, but what we're doing now isn't working, let me put it that way.
Mm, interesting. And how do you think the Midwest will be treated now that we have a Midwest president-elect?
Don't know if it'll be any different or not. I mean, you know, like everyone, I'm very concerned. Indiana, at least this time, we'll go in, if there's going to be a big recession, this time we go in with our economy stronger than most, and our budgets are balanced, and we've got money in reserve to keep vital services going. I wouldn't look for any favoritism. I will tell you, long term, I'm an optimist about the Midwest, including Illinois. They've made it very hard to do business on the coast these days. And also, our central location is more important than ever now that it costs so much to move things around. So if we do the right things and are welcoming to enterprise, there's no reason that states like Indiana and Illinois can't do well.
Do you ever call your neighboring governors and discuss problems and just pick up the phone and call Rod or whoever just to see that everybody's on the same page or working for the same goal?
You know, not often enough. Probably I should probably work a little harder at that. They have meetings where occasionally we can get together and talk. But I, you know, we've got some very direct conversations going on with Kentucky right now, for instance, because we're trying to build some bridges both states need, and we both have to chip in. So once in a while, you get a two-state problem like that. You got to go to work on together.
Absolutely. You've always been very generous with your time. You've always picked the phone up for us and. And I've enjoyed talking to you over the years, and all the best to you. Thank you very much, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, always, Spike, and you know, if we can't change your mind, at least you know, it's like Jordan, you're going out on the top of your game, and that's the way it ought to be.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Okay.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels there with, boy, he just ran away with the election this time, although the state went Democratic, so interesting. Let's do some work.